I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with your worldwide news update. South Korea's opposition leader has offered to work with the government to ease political tensions a day after the opposition-controlled parliament voted to impeach conservative President Yoon Suk-yeol over a short-lived attempt to impose martial law. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Liberal Democratic Party leader Lee Jae-myung, whose party holds a majority in the National Assembly, urged the Constitutional Court to rule swiftly on Yoon's impeachment. He also proposed a special counsel for policy cooperation between the government and parliament. Yoon's powers have been suspended until the court decides whether to remove him from office or reinstate him. A national election to choose his successor must be held within 60 days. I'm Karen Chamas.
Students returned to classrooms in Syria on Sunday after the country's new rulers ordered schools to be reopened. Reuters correspondent Diane To reports.
It's a potent sign of some normalcy a week after rebels swept into the capital in the dramatic overthrow of President Bashar al-Assad. Officials said most schools around the country were opening on Sunday. That's the first day of the working week in most Arab countries. Though some parents didn't send their children to class, worried about the uncertainty over the situation. Syria's de facto new leader, Ahmad al-Shara, faces a huge challenge to rebuild the country following 13 years of civil war. Global and regional powers are still working out a new stance on the country a week after Shara's group, Hayat Tahrir al-Sham, or HTS, toppled the Iran and Russia-backed Assad government. HTS is designated a terrorist organization by many governments.
Reuters correspondent Diane To. This is VOA News. Israel said Sunday it will close its embassy in Ireland as relations deteriorate over the war in Gaza, where Palestinian medical officials say new Israeli airstrikes have killed over 30 people, including children. Israel's decision to close the embassy came in response to what Israel's foreign minister has described as Ireland's extreme anti-Israel policies. Ireland earlier announced that it would recognize a Palestinian state, and the Irish cabinet last week decided to formally intervene in South Africa's case against Israel at the International Court of Justice, which accuses Israel of committing genocide. Mayotte's top government official said Sunday the death toll in the French territory from Cyclone Chido is several hundred and may be close to 1,000. Mayotte's prefect told a local broadcaster it was extremely difficult to get an exact number right now after the Indian Ocean islands were pummeled by the intense tropical cyclone Saturday, causing widespread destruction. Officials had earlier confirmed at least 11 deaths in Mayotte, but said that figure was expected to increase. Chechnya's governor said Sunday a Ukrainian drone struck a campus belonging to Russia's National Guard in the Russian region. Kyiv's strikes on Russia over the weekend, which also set fire to a major oil terminal Saturday, follow a mass bombardment across Ukraine by Moscow on Friday. That saw Russia fire 93 cruise and ballistic missiles and almost 200 drones at its neighbor, battering Ukraine's energy infrastructure. Mysterious drone sightings keep happening in the U.S. state of New Jersey. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Federal officials stressing the drones, which residents in parts of New Jersey and New York have reported seeing in mass, do not pose a national security threat, and say some sightings are manned planes. Clinton Township, New Jersey resident Christopher Stadilis says he knows what he's seeing.
It's not a normal aircraft. We don't have this much, traffic, usually on any given night in this area.
Friday, runways at Stewart Airport in New York were shut down for an hour because of the drones, prompting Governor Hochul to call for states to have more power to act. New Jersey Congressman Chris Smith echoing that.
Why can't we bag at least one of these drones and get to the bottom of it? Why can't we even track them?
Audio courtesy WABC. Julie Walker, New York.
That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.